Your name Yahweh, 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 Fucking God, your name is Yahweh. Yarabata karabudo korabata da 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 bo. Yarararambaka yarararambogo shiriririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririri away, 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 miracle working. Your name is Yahweh, 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 Papa, Yahweh, 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 my mama, miracle working. Yara boku wa yara, yara wa yantara bo, shiririba, shiriba ya karabu togo bakasanda de 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 ba ya karabu, shiririba ya karaba, yara da 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 bo, shiririba da ba ya karaba kase. Let the heavens open this morning, na de ba ya karaba de ge de ba da kaboku bakasinde de de de, a sweet swell outpouring of your presence, shiriba da kaba ya karaba da kasinde de 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 de, yiriba ya karaba. Let there be an outpouring of miracles and a pouring of voices and an outpouring of your hand, O God, O God, Jesus, and a pouring of blessings this morning. Your name is Yahweh, miracle, King God. Your name is Yahweh, Alpha Omega, Yahweh, beginning and the end, Yahweh, Heavenly Father, God, your name is Yahweh. I have no other God. I have no other God but you, O God. I have no other God but you, my Father, my God, the miracle working God. Your name is Yahweh, 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 covenant keeper, covenant keeper, covenant keeper. Your name is Yahweh, 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 miracle working God. Your name is Yahweh, Yahweh. You're a covenant keeping God. You're a covenant keeping God. You're a covenant keeping covenant keeping God. Shiri barabada gairako, King God. Abadigiri bodokora barabaraba. There is no better covenant that you've given us than the covenant, the new covenant, O God, O God, Jesus. That you say you'll write your laws in our hearts, O God, O God, Jesus. It will not be like the covenant that you made with our fathers, where they failed in worshipping you, God, where they looked for curses, where it was on their doing, O God. But you say that this new covenant, you shall make us your children, O God, Jesus. And you shall never wipe out, you shall never leave us alone, O God, O God, Jesus. That you shall never forsake us, and it shall be based on you, O God. It shall be you that is willing, oh God, oh God, Jesus, not even us. Sharabata karabo to go back as Father, we submit to your will. I submit to your will. I submit to your grace. I submit to your will, Rimbaya Karaba, Dede, Gaya Karaba, Dede, Baya Kavashera, Dede, Amba Karaba, Dada, Karaba to go to Badaba, Shiri, De Karabaya Karabo to go Bakasan, Dede, Ambara, Dede, Baya Karaba, Dada, Karabo, Yoraba Karaba, Dede, Karabaya Karaba, Dada, Karabo to go to Bakaraya Karab, Yaraba, Tiki, Medicare, Baya Karabo to do Dede, Baya Karaba, Dede, Baya Karaba, Dada, Karabo to go to Badakarabaya, Yerebada, Bada, 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 Baka, Sindi, Dede, Karabaya Karabo to do the Rabaya Karaba, Dede, Yaraba, the Karaba, the Karaba, Dede, Gerebaya Karaba, the Gereba, the Karaba, 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 the ability, not of our own capacity, you got a God's you. But Lord, I depend on your strength, I depend on your capacity, you got a God's you. I depend on your wisdom, I depend on your ability, I depend on your grace, I depend on who you are, oh God of God's Jesus. You're unfailing, you're unfailing, you're unfailing. You never fail. Men may change, seasons may change, but you never change, you never fail, you never change. You're always in control. You're always in control. Riba tigiri bada garaba da garaba to go to bada baya garaba to get a bada 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 garaba to get a thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for the gift of salvation. Thank you for the gift that I have a father who never fails. I have a father who never fails. I have a father who never leaves me alone. I have a father who never leaves me alone. Thank you, the Lord. We walk in newness. We walk in newness of life. We walk in grace. We walk in anointing. We walk in favor. We walk in grace. You're doing something new in this land. You're influencing the land. You're bringing change. You're bringing awareness. Intervene, Lord, River the Garaba, the Garaba, the Garaba, the Garaba, show your mercy over the land, show your mercy, Koriba, the Garaba, the Garaba, the Garaba, the Garaba, I rebuke all works of the enemy, Ribadaba, the Garaba, 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 the Garaba,
We receive a miracle, miracle, destiny changer, 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 it changes destinies, oh God, oh God, Jesus, my destiny is changing, my destiny is changing, it's changing for the good, it's changing for the best. You're fighting it out. Shut up, Yes, Jehovah Yahweh. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jehovah God. I thank you, King of Kings. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for a blessed morning. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Receive the highest praise. Receive the highest praise. Receive the highest praise, my Father. I receive the highest praise. Receive the highest praise. Sharabata karabata karabata. You call us to the secret place. You call us to the secret place. Shigiri bara karabata karabakasa. You're calling us deeper. Makarabata gede bere karabata gede bato gura bata karabata didi didi didi. But it's just me and you. Makarabata karabata karabata kasa. De 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 karabata gura kasa. De 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 karabata de 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 karabata karabata karabata. Akana, akana, mungu kama wewe. Akana, popote. Akana, mungu kama wewe. Akana, popote. Hakuna mwenye ishara kubwa kama wewe Mungu. Hakuna mwenye ishara kubwa kama wewe Mungu. Hakuna wenye ishara kubwa kama wewe Mungu. Hakuna wenye ishara kubwa kama wewe Mungu. Si kwa majeshi wala silaha, ni kwa Roho Mtakatifu. Si kwa majeshi wala silaha, ni kwa Roho Mtakatifu. Nguvu za giza zimeshindwa kwa jina la Nguvu za giza zimeshindwa kwa jina la Bwana Yesu. Nguvu za giza zimeshindwa jina la Bwana Yesu. Nguvu za giza zimeshindwa kwa jina la Bwana Yesu. All powers of darkness, they are defeated in the name of Jesus Christ the Lord. All powers of darkness, they are defeated in the name of Jesus Christ the Lord. It's not by the armies or by the powers, it's by the Lord. Holy, holy Lord. It's not by ours or not by enemies, it's by the Lord of the law. of darkness, they are defeated by the name of Jesus Christ the Lord. All powers of darkness, they are defeated by the power of Jesus Christ the Lord. Who's a geezer? The mission war, quenching our love on our Yesu. Nguvuza giza, the mission war, quenching our love on our Yesu.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, precious Savior, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you adoration. We give you worship. Thank you that you are a Father. And indeed, it's a good thing that we can just worship you this morning. It's a good thing that we can just come before your presence. We do not take it for granted. We know that, Lord, it's only by your Spirit. It's not by might. It's not by power. But it's by the Spirit of God. And one thing that we know and that we are learning, that there's nothing that we can do that is on our own power. I know, if we think about all that is happening, all we can know and see is that it is just the grace of God. It's just the grace of God at work. It's just the grace of God that gives us, you know, the hunger to be in His presence. And what I can assure you is that there's no one who comes to God's presence. There's no one who seeks His face. There's no one who looks for Him and is left empty. There's no one who seeks His face. The Bible says that He has not called the sons of Jacob to seek Him in vain. And if our God already knows that, and He has already said that He has not called forth the sons of Jacob to seek Him in vain, that tells you one thing. That tells you that God is a rewarder. Just like He says in Hebrews 11 verse 6 that without faith it is impossible to please God, and anyone that comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. So our God is a rewarder. Our God is not one that leaves us alone, one that is wicked, one that is evil, one that is not concerned with the tears of His children, one that is not concerned with their sufferings. You know, the Bible tells us that we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have a high priest that was tempted in every way, one that went through the highest heavens, and He also came to the earth. He understood. He took our place. He is familiar with our weaknesses, and He does not just sympathize with us. He suffered for us. He suffered with us. He took on our pain. He took on our sorrow. And I want you, maybe you're in pain this morning, I want you to know that you have a God that knows what pain is. You have a God that understands what pain is. You have a God that was beaten until His face could not be recognized. You have a God that thorns were put on His head. He was pierced on His side. He had nails driven through His hands and His legs. You have a God who struggled to breathe when He was on the cross, because dying on the cross was the most painful death that could ever happen to anyone. You have a God who was crucified naked. They tore His garments. They took away His garments. And they did spoils with it. They gambled for it. He endured shame. He took on that shame for you. So don't think that you're going through shame that no one understands. You have a God that knows the shame that you're going through. He has experienced shame Himself. He has been betrayed. Maybe you've been betrayed by your friend, maybe by your husband, or by someone that was close to you, someone who you thought was going to marry, and you're going through emotional pain. Jesus was betrayed by someone that he chose, someone that he walks closely with for 3.5 years. He was betrayed by his disciples. They took off, and they could only follow at a distance. Peter denying him 3 times until he has to see him. They took off. That it even said one of the disciples took off naked. That means they knew how dangerous it was. And in his hour of need, when he cried out, when he asked them to wait with him 1 extra hour, couldn't you wait 1 hour? They were not willing to wait. They were sleepy. So there are moments that he was alone. He was alone. And that is the high priest that we have. He is our high priest. And he has redeemed us and made us also to be priests unto our God. The reason why we worship, the reason why we wake up every morning, the reason why we find time to read the word, to study the word, is not because that it's a religion or a tradition. It's not that because that it's a must for us to do that. But it is because we have recognized that we come to just adore this God. We come to just encounter this God. We come to have an intimate moment with our Father. Your worship must be one out of intimacy. Intimacy, that means you come naked before him and you tell him, this is who I am. These are the things that I'm still seeing in my life. Take it away. And he tells you, yes, I have taken it away. I paid the price. It's just your time to express your love for him. Expressions of love, expressions of joy, expressions of happiness. And even if you're still in pain, maybe yesterday you had the message and you're like, I did not receive it. I tell you, believe the message. Believe the message. Believe your healing. Receive your healing. What you just need to do is just give thanks to God and say, Father, I thank you that I have received my healing, that I received my healing 2,000 years ago. 2,000 years ago, by your stripes, I was healed. And I received salvation 2,000 years ago, because while we were yet sinners, you died for us. While we were yet sinners, while we were yet in sin, while we were yet not knowing you, while we were yet rejecting you, you knew us and you died for us. And when you're on the cross, when you said it was finished, it was finished. It is finished. Likewise, in the same way, while we were yet in sickness, you healed us. You paid the price for our healing. You paid the price. You bore our sins. You bore our pain. God knows every struggle that we go through. God knows every pain that we are facing this morning. God knows it. God understands it. And he loves you. And he wants to tell you that I am with you. I can see your tears. I have kept your tears in a bottle. I can see your tears. I have seen the suffering. You remember the Israelites when they were in Egypt for 430 years. 430 years they were slaves, they were terrorized, they were harassed by a people too strong for them. And you see the dangers of Egypt. Egypt enslaves its people. Egypt first offers you, it cheats you first that no, we can give you bread. And you see the problem, the reason people go to Egypt is because of hunger, because of famine. The Israelites went to Egypt because they were hungry. They needed bread, and many people, many believers are suffering because of lack of bread. Lack of bread has made them to go and serve and to go and be enslaved in the hounds of Egypt. And yet, though they were given bread for a short time, the bread, it got to a point where they grew too numerous. And they became a threat to their masters, and they were turned into slaves. So Egypt enslaves. Egypt gives you lemons, it gives you cucumbers, it gives you meat, pots of meat. but it still enslaves you. And the enslavement is that you are unable to even have time for your family. You're unable to even have time for your children. You're unable to even have time to worship. And this was a challenge of the Israelites when they asked Pharaoh, can we go and worship in the wilderness? They said, Pharaoh said, you people are too lazy. You have time to worship. Give them, make them bricks and do not give them straw. So the moment you desire to worship, more work is added. You desire to worship, they add more work. They enslave you. They beat your back. You say, okay, let us go. He says, okay, you go. Let the men go alone. Leave your wives and children behind. So Egypt ensures there is family separation. The economies are made in such a way that people are suffering. They need bread. There are no jobs. There are no situations. There are no opportunities for people to provide for their families. The trainings prepared them for the labor market, but the labor markets are saturated. That is the Egyptian system. That is Egypt. But you see, even in Egypt, God can make you to be prosperous like Joseph. God can make a way for you to be prosperous. God can make a way for you to have your family, to have your children. God is able to make a way that you break forth, to break out of Egypt and go forth into Canaan, to go forth into your resting place. Even in Egypt, there needed to be a distinction between the Israelites, between Goshen and between Egypt. Between Ramesses, oh my God, there has to be a distinction. It doesn't matter whatever system that you are thrown in the world, you're coming with a superior system. You're coming with a system of the kingdom of God. You're coming with a superior system this morning. There's a system that supersedes the systems of men. You're coming with the kingdom of God to establish the kingdom of God. Sons of God operate with a higher frequency. We operate from a higher level. We rule from the systems above. We live above the systems of this world. We live above the dictates of this world. We live above the requirements of this world. We live in a better covenant, in a better relationship, one that is of a father-son relationship. I have a father that will never leave me. I have a father that will never forsake me. I have a father that has given me everything that I need for life and godliness is given to me through knowledge of him. My only job is to know him better. My only job is to understand his purposes better. My only job is to experience him better, to make time to spend with him, to make time to hear from him, to make time to listen to his word, to make time to worship him. Your job, my job is just to grow. My job is just to enjoy the spiritual milk, to just drink of him. That is the requirements of a child. That is the requirements of a baby. That is the requirement that God expects of us. To just know him. To just know him. Know your father. Know your father. Know the father that you have. Forget the one that you are taught. Know the father that you have. Open the Bible for yourself. You can understand it. You can understand it. There is no tradition that tells you that, oh, it's only the priests or the fathers who can understand the Bible for you. No, you can understand the Bible. And this morning, if you're desiring to understand him, you have the grace this morning. Receive the grace to understand the word. Receive the grace to understand the word. Receive the grace to understand the word. And you know, when we've been learning about healing, and I pray by now you are sure without a shadow of doubt that healing is the will of God. God wants you healed. God does not want you sick. God does not rejoice you in being sick. God provided for healing at the cross of Calvary. When he was beaten for our transgressions, when he was bruised for our iniquities, every punishment that brought us peace was laid upon him. So your salvation is for whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Whosoever believes in him shall not suffer sickness but shall have divine health, everlasting health. Whosoever, that salvation is a complete physical, mental, emotional, financial, spiritual well-being, health. Sozo, salvation is wholeness. And if you're still feeling you're not yet there, just to wash again. Like the man in the pool of Siloam, he could only see men as trees, and God told him, wash again. Jesus told him, wash your eyes again. Apply the word again. Apply your faith again. Apply your faith again. Believe again. Believe again. Believe again. Believe again. That is the principle of healing. That is the principle of healing. And sickness does not glorify God. Yesterday we looked at that. Please find that teaching if you have not yet listened to it. Sickness is not for the glory of God. And it is only healing that is for the glory of God. Don't cheat yourself that sickness is for the will of God. And we've also looked at the functions of the Messiah, in which we are looking at the Spirit of the Lord being upon Jesus, the anointing on Jesus. How the anointing on Jesus, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, how he has anointed me. How he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to announce freedom, release, pardon, forgiveness for the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind. And we said the blind seeing is both the physical blind and also the spiritually blind, to set free those who have been oppressed. Remember, sickness is an oppression. Poverty is an oppression. Curses are oppression. Downtrodden, being bruised. Jesus came to set us free. You are set free when you come to Christ. You are set free from crippledness. You are set free from oppression. You can rise up and walk. Your legs receive strength this morning. Whether you have never walked from when you are a child, from when you are born, you can walk today. Jesus set us free. The creator of the universe will just see a woman with a shriveled hand. A man with a shriveled hand, a man with a hand that was bent. And he just told him, stretch forth your hand. And the man in faith stretched forth his hand and he was healed. He met the woman, we've looked at the woman who was bent over for 18 years. Bent over under a spirit of oppression. And Jesus rebuked the spirit and told her, straighten up. And she straightened up and she was straight. 18 years, the daughter of Abraham was bound. He met the invalid by the pool. 38 years, the man was always waiting to enter the pool. Bethsaida, Bethsaida. And he would wait. And remember, this was by the pool, Bethsaida pool. And the angel of God will come at a specific time. And he will stir the water. And anyone who entered the pool at that time was healed. And for 38 years, the man did not enter the pool, because when he wanted to, someone entered before him. And this man, the one who is the owner of the pool, the one who sends the angels to stir the pool, was walking before him, was asking him, do you want to be made well? And all he can say, I have no one to take me to the pool. If we knew the gift of God, if we knew what salvation has been provided, we will stop focusing on what we don't have. We will stop focusing on our excuses. We'll stop focusing on our limitations. We'll not stop focusing on who we don't have, on the children who have abandoned us. We'll stop focusing on the husbands or the men who have left us, or the children who have left us, or the wives who have left us. We'll stop focusing on what we do not have. And focus on who is offering his love for us, for you and me. There is someone who has offered you something, who is asking you, do you want to be made well? This is not a time to excuse yourself. This is not a time to look for excuses. This is not a time to say traditions. This is not a time to say, oh no, I've seen many doctors. and your soul, rise up, pick up your mat and walk. And that is why if you want to receive anything from God, you must have expectation. It is your expectation that draws the faith from God. It is your expectation that draws the miracle from God. And that is why if you see how Jesus dealt with everyone, he always asked them, what do you want? Jesus asked every person who wanted to be healed, what is it that you want? Because someone might be wanting money. And then he will ask who is his money keeper? Judas. Judas, this guy wants money. Give him some coins. People are coming to God, they want cars. Okay, he will give you cars. But there is something more than cars. Because you can have a car and it can go into an accident. And it can be your death. You can focus so much on what you want, and yet that is not what he wants. Any need that you have, bring it before him. Bring it before him in expectation. He that comes to God must believe that he exists. Faith is asking, his faith is going to Bill Gates and telling him, I need this money, and you know he has it and he will give you. No, that is faith. You know who you're asking. You're asking someone with the capacity. Someone who has the all sufficiency. And that is why you see Abraham discovered God as El Shaddai. The all sufficiency. That means that all power, all wisdom, all authority, all abilities in our God. If you're still doubting that God can heal your eyes, he will not heal it. If you're still doubting that God can make your legs well, he will not do it. If you're still doubting that God can open your ears, he will not. If you're still doubting that God cannot change your situation, God cannot change your family. If you're still doubting that God cannot heal cancer, that God can heal cancer, you will not receive it. But you have to have a complete assurance. It is your expectation that draws your miracle. Remember when Mary, the mother of Jesus, drew the first miracle of Jesus out of time. Remember, this is out of time. And what was the first miracle? Turning water to wine. You can see Jesus was concerned even with a wedding. With a wedding. There was shame in a wedding. And Jesus was concerned. And Mary, who knew her son, who knew that this is the Son of God, who had treasured all these things, told the servants, listen to him. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. Because Jesus said, woman, why do you trouble me? It is not my time. But your expectation, your hunger, your desire can draw out a miracle out of time even. Why was it out of time in that time? It was because Jesus had not yet even started his full ministry. But something was drawn out of God. The woman with the issue of blood just said, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I will be made well. And for sure, when she just touched the cloth, just the cloth of Jesus, she drew out power. And Jesus said, who touched me? Because virtue has left me. Today I'm summing up healing so that we can teach healing every day, because the miracles Jesus healed, I don't know how many countless of miracles, that John said that if everything that Jesus did was to be written, the books in the world will not be enough. When they were saying, when you see a verse where it says that he healed all their diseases, do you know how many crowds come for healing? People who are sick. Whenever, like right now, there's going to be a crusade in Kenya. I've been reading, following up. I can see they have said that Pastor Ben Hinn is coming to Kenya. there people have come all the way from China. More than 100 pastors have come. We found people are coming from Cote d'Ivoire. All the people in East Africa are coming. The stadium is already packed. All the Airbnbs are packed in Nyayo Stadium area. For 2 weeks, they were booked 2 weeks in advance. People are not joking. People are looking for the grace of God. And why are they coming? It's because the man is carrying the grace of Christ. He is representing Christ. He has the unction. He has the anointing. And you too have it. It's just that you have not drawn from your father. You have not grown in the maturity of a son to receive the same responsibility that can be given to anyone. Anyone who spends time with God and desires that. It is only that we are asking for carnal things. It is told of Evangelist Reinhard Bonnke. God asked him, should I give you $1 million? And he said, no. Give me 1 million souls. 1 million souls. There are things that are eternal. And I think he documented more over 7 million. I don't know, more than 1 million souls of documented salvation in his ministry. God bless his soul. What are you asking of God? Let us move from the things that we can buy with money. There are things that we can buy with money. There are things that you can get from your sweat. But there are eternal things. There are things that only God can give. If you draw from that, if you draw from the Father. The Bible tells us that seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. There are things that men are looking for that are just to be added. Those are just additions to you. Like, spend your time, prayer time, just loving your father. And he will just be looking at you. Oh, this child of mine is loving me so much. Oh, he lacks. Oh, he doesn't have a child. Receive your baby. Oh, this child of mine was just spending time today, just reading the word, just worshiping, oh, taking time to enjoy me, taking time to praise me, taking time to take care of the poor, looking at eternal things. Okay, so, they wanted to kick out him of his job. No. Okay, promotion. The things that people are looking after are what the Gentiles are looking after. The sons of God must be different. Don't chase after things that were supposed to chase you. There are things that accompany the word. And these signs shall accompany those that believe. In my name, miracles, signs, wonders, those things, they accompany you. You're not even supposed to be chasing the gift of healing. You're not supposed to be even chasing miracles. You're not even supposed to be chasing, casting out devils. Those things accompany you. The first thing that you're supposed to do is just to believe. Your job is just to believe. These things are added. If you know the word, it will change how you view things. It will change how you view life. You will realize there are many things that are not even should not even have stressed you. Do your part, and even when you're chasing God, God will give you the practical things of what you need to do. I'm not saying that now you go to a prayer mountain and you stop working, you stop doing what you need to do, you stop taking care of your family. No. Your heart's desire. I'm speaking about your devotions. As you're taking care of your family, what is in your heart? Are you saying you're working because you want your boss to be impressed? No. But if you're working and you're saying, God, be impressed by my work, God says, yes. Now I can add something to you. I can add the gift of special revelation. I can add the gift of word of knowledge. I can add the gift of healing. I can add. All these things are added. I pray that God has blessed you in this series that we've been having on healing, and just go back to them. I think there's so much in it that that you can receive. And if you've believed it, you I know you've received it, and you are healed. And believe it, you are healed. You are healed. Keep speaking it. Keep believing it. Keep confessing it. Whether the symptoms are there, keep speaking to the symptoms. Speak to the pain. It doesn't matter what scan the doctors have given you. Babies don't grow by scans. Babies grow by faith. The doctors can even tell you, we are seeing the scan, there is nothing in your womb. But you say by faith, I my child is growing. My God, your baby will appear. I was listening to one of the testimonies. There's a woman who what happened? Her ovaries were removed. And they were told that they will never have a child. But what she did, she carried the coat of the man of God. I think this was Bishop Oyedepo. And she carried it to the office. And as she was carrying it, she believed that she will get her baby. And you know, she got two children. Now, one day she went for a scan with the doctor. And the doctor said, you have children? He said, it is impossible. And he said, why? Because you have no ovaries. And now the question is it ovaries you want or it is babies you want? So, the God we have is so supernatural. It's just for you to believe him. You want to believe the scans? Okay, fine. They will preach for you doubt. And they will prolong your wilderness journey. But you can believe in Christ. You can believe in God. You can decide to nail that doctor's report and nail it on the cross and receive your breakthrough. God is able to. You're welcome, my brother. Good? Okay. You're not talking nowadays. What is happening? All is well?
All is well.
Okay. Let's talk afterwards then. Don't log out. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father and Lord, we give you thanks. We praise you. We worship your holy name. We thank you for your kindness, your mercy, your faithfulness, O God. You're good to us, O God. Your mercy covers us and keeps us. And you've done mighty things for us. You've taught us this week on healing. And thank you for everyone that has received their healing. My God, we are thankful for the thousands and thousands and thousands of testimonies that we're receiving of healing, O God. May your name be praised, be worshipped, and be glorified. We honor you and we give you glory. Let the glory return to you. It's not unto me, it's unto you. May your name be praised, be worshipped, and be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray and believe. Amen. Have a blessed, blessed day. Yeah.